From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A couple thousand people attended an anti-Trump protest in downtown Miami Friday night. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone was there.
Miami joined the growing list of cities to host anti-Trump protests Friday night following President-elect Donald Trump's victory last Tuesday. Miami police say there were more than 2,000 people involved. That crowd included FAU student Caitlin Rittenhouse, who says she has concerns about a Trump presidency as a member of the LGBT community.
We fought so hard to get, like, equal rights, you know, with jobs, you know, like, marriage everywhere. And now, I mean, him and Mike Pence, they're going to take it away.
Palm Beach State College student Ayanna Marrero agrees with Rittenhouse.
I do want to be married one day. And it's very well a possibility that it could be reversed for same-sex marriage, which is, like, something my girlfriend and I quite literally cried about.
The peaceful protesters started their march at Bayfront Park, where Trump hosted one of his last rallies of the election a little more than a week earlier. But not every rally-goer was for the Not My President cause.
Yeah, tell him to give Hillary Clinton's money to him.
You deserve it more than her.
Money for everybody else. You can compete with other companies when other companies...
Well, you should have started making his ties here.
Despite small squabbles between Trump protesters and supporters, in one incident of bottles being thrown at the crowd from a nearby condominium, the protests remained relatively peaceful, which was good news to many, including Venezuelan-born Fabio Tramante, who says protests like these may continue.
If he's going to run this country for 4 years, 8 years maybe, he's going to have to deal with this a lot, because he has to prove me wrong of what I'm saying, that he's not a fascist, that he's not a sexist. As an immigrant, legal immigrant, I'm insulted.
Throughout the night, marchers blocked sections of four of Miami's major highways. A much smaller group of people protested Friday night in downtown Fort Myers. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone in Miami.